Well, happy tax day, if there's such a thing. Yeah, indeed. Middle of April comes around every year, doesn't it? Dr. Randy from the Intentional Living Center, a couple weeks ago, just before Easter, we were talking about communication in marriage, and it's a key to marriage. It's a key to happy marriages and healthy marriages. And we were talking about people from all over the country calling and sharing their stories and things that they've learned, and we've got some more today we're going to share with you. Jennifer's been taking notes. I see her taking notes in there. All right. And we welcome our Facebook friends joining us. Thank you, Gino, for getting us, and Stephen taking calls today through our comment line at 888-888-1717 is the number. Marriage communication, what have you learned? Let's go. Let's get to our first caller. We got James on the line in Georgia today. How are you, James? Hello, James. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you go. What have you learned about communication?
Okay, I told Steve, Dr. Ren, I have a formula that I discovered being raised in a Christian family. My grandfather and grandmother raised me, and of course I didn't accept really till first month in August, 1987. And over the years, my wife, I just celebrated 56 years of marriage.
56 years.
15th.
Wow.
My 15th.
Wow.
And I learned that you must have, and you can't go wrong, God, love, trust, communication, and understanding. And understanding is very important, because after those four, if you don't understand, then you still are not going anywhere.
That's right. Listen, not only one thing, you got five, my friend. It started with love. You know, love is powerful. Love is transformational. 56 years. Congratulations, James. Listen, you've been doing it right, and I appreciate you picking up that phone from Georgia and joining us today with that story. That's fantastic. All right, let me see here. Let's go to Janetta in Arizona. Hi there, Janetta. How are you?
I'm fine. And you this morning?
Good, good. What's the key for you in communication?
Well, I've been married 60 years, and my husband.
How many years?
60 years.
60. Oh, you've won the prize today.
Oh, well.
Well, what have you learned in 60 years?
We were married young, and we had children young, and we were married about 3 or 4 years about, and we didn't have time for each other. He was working, and I was working, and children were coming fast, and we just didn't have time. And so we developed this thing we called pillow talk. And we would wake up about 3 or 4 o'clock, and the kids were asleep, and we were kind of rested, and the house was quiet, and we were just laying each other's arms, and we would just talk about today's activities, what he did at work, what I did at home, how was my job going, and you know, and things of the day, you know, something was coming up, picnics was coming up, or school plays were coming up, and I was pregnant at most of the time, and how did I feel, my feet hurting, and you know, how I was doing things going at church, and just the things of the day, you know, and you know, what was happening, and we found out that this did it. We had communication, and it was even better for the children. You know, we got the next morning, we were more patient with them, because I had already taught what was going on, and you know, my son, you know, and I would tell him, no, you can't do that, because they had already talked to him about you can't go there. And, you know, he was 6 or 7 years old, and, you know, no tantrums or nothing like that. And I found out that communication was it. We did it, and did it with the Lord's help, and he gave it to us at an early age. Like I said, we married 3 or 4 years, and we had 3 kids, and then we had 5 kids, and we kept it up. For 57 years, it worked.
Amen. 60 years, 57 years, long time. Well, you know what? If you don't set the time, you're not going to have the time, because there's always some other pressure. It can either be, nowadays, you can either be pressured with all the social media and the things going on the screen, to work, to your kids, to finances, or whatever it is. And in her case, middle of the night, whatever it takes, but make sure you're having time to communicate with each other. That's powerful. All right. Thank you, Jonetta from Arizona. I appreciate that. Let's go to Robert in Arizona. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Dr. Randy. I was just calling to just share with you that I don't know if you remember me a while back when you helped me on miscommunication with my wife with porn. I was an addict, and I was clean for a week. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I do. How's it going?
I did the advice you told me, man, and I'm just telling you that I'm still walking strong, but it was communication. It was opening up to my wife and telling her what I was going through, and just settling, not letting the enemy, you know, lie on your feelings or what you dream of, or you might think that, oh, my wife doesn't want to be with me. I'm talking about, like, when, you know, when you want to be with your wife and you can't, the children, just so much turmoil. And now is just communicate. I know it's funny, but I talk and we plan it. I tell her, hey, let's meet up, and it works fine. But I'm thinking, you know, I wanted to call and say thank you to you, because it was about communication and not being scared, and, yeah, and being open, even if you're willing to get hurt. But it was with God and communication, and it saved my marriage, man, and we're still strong. And it's amazing how God has turned the perversion of marriage, and he turned it and showed me of compassion and love and understanding. And, you know, the other stuff, that the physical and the body, that's just pleasure for the world that the God gave us for each other. But what love is through this, what I found through, you know, is communication and learning each other, the language of love, bro.
Amen.
I just wanted to share that, Dr. Drandy, that, you know, thank God that you helped me that day, and I just never looked back. I opened up, and now God knows, and God works with me. And I just want to say I love you guys, and you guys keep doing what you're doing, brother.
We will. Thank you, Robert. Listen, and I'm glad it's turned in a positive way for you and your life. It doesn't always do that sometimes when we're honest in marriage. I understand that, boy. But the fact that your wife is there, and there's forgiveness and restoration of working together and accountability, that's a powerful thing. Very powerful. All right. Can we take a break? And then we'll be right back. A couple more calls, and you're welcome to share your comment. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I came across Intentional Living. I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
As we approach our spring fundraiser, support the Ministry of Intentional Living. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, the Intentional Living Ministry exists for one purpose. I mean, this is it. We want you. We encourage you. We're here to cheerlead for you, to pray with you, to walk with you, to take the journey of life with you that God intends for your life. That's the best place, the sweetest place, the safest place to be is right there with God's intention for your life. It may not always be the most pleasant. It may not always be what you want or you expected, but to be where God intends for you to be and live your life. How do I know that, Randy? We're on that same journey. We have to seek him every day and pray. And the Bible says there's wisdom in many counselors, having people around you trust, learning to make godly decisions, better decisions. When you fall down, get back up. Don't stay stuck. Every day, at least having one thing intentionally that you're working on that's moving you, progressing you closer in your relationship with him and those that you love and then the things he has for you. Those are the steps that we take in terms of living an intentional life in Christ. And those are the things that we focus on around here. And you make it possible with your prayers and your support. Thank you for standing with us. You can do that today. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and join so many others who have recently joined us from all around the country to say, hey, I want to be a part of the ministry. Your monthly support makes a difference. And when you do, we'll make sure to get you the information to get access so you can get to the teaching online and to the special platform that we've digital platform we've created for our members only. So again, call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, let me see here. We're going to Jolene in New Mexico. Hey there, Jolene. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What have you learned about communication and marriage?
Me and my husband, like I've heard a lot of people say on the show today, was that we got married really young. Mm-hmm. We were really young. We were in high school. And we communicate very differently. You know, he talks things to death, and I don't. We're just very different on that. And a decision that we made very early in our marriage was that we wouldn't go to other people. Because the instinct is, well, if I'm not getting the answers here, then I'll just go talk to my friend or my mom or my sister or my whatever. We made the decision that we were going to keep our communication between us, and we weren't going to bring other people in. Now, that's not to say that we haven't gone jointly to other people and sought, you know, godly wisdom or counsel, but to go off on your own and talk to other people about your marriage or how you can or can't communicate with your spouse, we decided a long time ago that we would never do that. And it's really worked because then it kind of forces you to have to communicate with your spouse because there's no one else to go to.
How long have you been married now?
Be 35 years.
Wow. Well, you broke the odds. As you know, teen marriages have a higher incidence of not making it. But the fact that you set some ground rules and sounds like you say, hey, we just put our head down. We're going to make this work 30 plus years later.
Yes.
That's been a positive thing. That's great. What do you say to young couples when they're getting married and they're thinking about getting married, maybe in their teens today? What do you share with them?
We have been to weddings where they will say, well, they give you a piece of paper and say, you know, write down your best advice. And that is my best advice is don't seek outside your marriage. Don't go to other people to talk about your marriage or your problems or anything like that. Go outside your marriage. Do it together.
That's powerful. All right. Thank you, Jolene. Great advice. That's why we're here. By the way, if you missed the first part of this show a couple weeks ago where we talked about marriage communication, you can go back there and check it out for yourself. That aired on, I think that was back in March. March 27th, you can check it out there on our archives when you go to theintentionallife.com. All right, some more calls. Let me see here. We've got Greg in Arizona. Uncomfortable topics. Greg, what have you learned about communication?
Yes, I think it's after prayerful consideration, giving it some thought and time, having the courage to bring up those subjects that are just uncomfortable or that we don't want to. I think that's really key, an indicator when you dodge an issue that you need to deal with it.
Is that something you do in your marriage?
Yeah, I do.
And has it helped? Has it been a positive thing for you guys?
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yes, sir. It has been. It's been beautiful because what I do, I learn to shut up, go to God, pray, give it some time, which allows me to be gentle and yet forthright and hear her point first and then be able to talk about my point, which is something that's needed, that I'm dodging.
Yeah, that's easy to do, isn't it? We're human beings, and whenever we communicate, as you know, Greg, it's easy for us to get on the defense very quickly. And defensiveness is one of the hallmarks of a damaged marriage relationship. And one of the statements that we've made over the years that I've seen work as a problem in marriage is when we take a position too soon. What I mean by that is your spouse starts to share with you something going on in her life or his life or in the family. And while they're talking, you've already made a positional statement in your mind of what you believe, what the position is. And here's the deal. Once we take a position or once we've made a decision, we tend to defend it even when it's wrong. Come on, how many of us have defended something we've decided on? Later, when we look back, we realize that was just stupid. And so when it comes to our marriage, to understand we can become defensive instead of being open. And I think that's what you're reminding us, Greg, of being, hey, it's an uncomfortable topic. not going to take a position too soon. I want to hear this out. We're going to pray about it as a couple before we do the next thing. All right. Very good. All right. Getting on the same page. JC, sounds like you want to weigh in on that. How is communication going in your marriage?
Well, before, when I would get angry, I would hold it in, just kind of let it build up. I wouldn't want to talk about it. And my husband could always sense that something was wrong. So lately I've been working on sitting down and talking to him about how I'm feeling, even if it's something little that he wouldn't think is important. If it's bothering me, I'll talk to him about it. He can help me through it, and it's helped us be able to open up with each other more.
So did you hold back? You just felt like it wasn't worth sharing it, or wasn't that important?
Yeah, or it was silly or something I shouldn't be emotional about, you know, so I would just kind of hold it in, but then it would bug at me and I would just be grumpy the whole day, and he would be like, "What is bothering you?" You know, and finally I just realized I'll tell him, and he will either just hold me if I start to cry, or we'll talk through it, or he'll say, "Yeah, I know what you mean. That would bother me too." Or,
and what difference has it made in your marriage?
Well, we can open up to each other more, even on a day-to-day basis. Little things that, you know, will be like, "Oh, well, that bothers me when you do that," or "I love it when you do that," or something. It's just easier to share those little things, and it just kind of brought us closer together. So
you've developed a love habit to be short accounts. If you got an issue, bring it out, get it on the table, and discuss it.
Yeah, and even if it's my own issue that, you know, has nothing to do with him, if it's drama with a friend or whatever, I can talk to him about it, and then it's not just building up inside of me, and he's able to help. It's been great. Mm,
that's good. Listen, when you get it out, what you're hearing here today, by the way, is the stories of people from all around the country who are just saying, "Hey, this is one thing we've learned about marriage, communication." I've been in the counseling world long enough to know that communication is sort of the foundation of a problem in a marriage. If you can't communicate and communicate in a healthy way and come to some agreement on some issues, that's a seed that develops into the kind of problems that so many marriages struggle with. And when we look in from the outside, we say, "Hey, if you just guys sat down and communicated, if you just talked about it, prayed about it, got on the same page, you loved each other, you're in this marriage, you made this decision, can't you work this out?" And I know it's not always that simple, but when you do that, and I think JC reminds us of that, that's a very powerful thing. All right. Again, if you want to join us on our storyline, give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Listen, you want to take a break? Let's take a break. We'll be right back with a little more intentional living.
I'm a subscriber of the Intentional Life series, and I've gotten so much information that has helped me through this past year. Our daughter just recently decided to move out with her boyfriend, and I'm learning how to love her. She's still in the home and will be moving out the end of the year. And I just love her every day and let the Holy Spirit guide me in what to say and what to do. I just go by that passage in Corinthians that says love always hopes and it always believes. And if you always hope and you always believe that the Father who loves you loves your child even more, that will get you through, and I think it'll make a big difference in their life. Thanks, Dr. Randy. Bye.
Very glad to be here. Thank you for those kind words. And again, one of the things we've tried to do over the years is allow you all to be a part of the show. We're all in this battle together. We're all in this journey together. That's what we say around here at Family Life Radio, Intentional Living. We're on a journey through life. Some of us are further down the journey trail, and others behind. We're all experiencing little different things, but we're on a trail and we're on it together. And if we can encourage one another, stand with one another, and as followers of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, help us to live intentionally in Christ. What a powerful thing and powerful message that is. So go ahead and share your story with us at 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Amy, and just listening to Intentional Living, the talk about communication in marriage has been a huge topic for me in the last year, really realizing the differences between my husband and myself, and celebrating those differences instead of becoming frustrated over them. For example, I am a very analytical mind. I think things all the way through, and I stay up all night chewing on situations and scenarios and ways that I need to respond, or if I say it this way, how will that affect the outcome? Versus my husband, who is much more simple, does not feel the full weight of situations to the extent that I do, and he's more just kind of cut and dried about things. And in this last year, I've really been learning to make room to allow him to be who he is and not become frustrated, because he won't dive into conversation at the level that I want him to. And so I frustrate him a lot, because when he needs to share a story, like from work or from life in general, I'm always going, well, let's think about, you know, how we can respond to that, or maybe if you can adjust your attitude, maybe they can, you know, listen better. And he's usually just needing to be heard. And so I've really had to open up this last year and use my own problem-solving mindset to allow him to just be who he is and celebrate who he is and be really kind of happy that he can be so simple and things are not complicated with him.
Keeping life simple sounds pretty good to me, doesn't it? We're talking marriage communication today. Let's go to Melissa about goals, I guess. What have you learned, Melissa?
The Lord gave me to work towards a common goal with my husband, whether it be a ministry or home improvement, just something that we could do together. We would have different opinions about something, but yet learn to work together through the problems. And so that's really helped me the last couple of years. We've been together 20 years and just working together towards a common goal and always trying to think of the next thing. Yeah, just appreciating each other.
Yeah, listen, I think a goal is so key. I mean, you think about it, if you have no idea where you're going, how you know how to get there, right? You've got to be able to have a direction. I mean, you don't go on a vacation without, let's face it, we spend more time planning a vacation than we do our life, you know? We plan the route, we know where we want to go and what we're going to stop and how much we're going to spend, but then we kind of live our life without having a bigger picture. And of course, it's a goal that God should lay in our hearts. And I think that's a powerful reminder. Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Susan, who's in Arizona. Hey, Susan, how long you been married?
40 years to the same man.
Wow. 40 years in a row. And
Praise to God, praise to him and to his people at church who have supported us in this. And I just wanted to share one little tidbit that worked for us. Years ago, more so than currently, but years ago, money was a very sensitive subject, especially with my husband. And so what I learned to do to avoid an argument would be to tell him in the morning, as I was kissing him goodbye, that I wanted to talk about money in the evening and that I'm not spending anything. I assured him that there was nothing serious that was going on. I just wanted to discuss some things. And it worked out great, because by the time he got home, he was able to be ready for that conversation without getting angry or defensive or, you know, combative or whatever. Mm. So it worked out really well for us.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you've done that. This is a theme that you're going to hear with Susan and others, setting time, getting the issues on the table and being able to talk about it. Do we have time to get a question? I think we do. Linda from Iowa wants to kind of follow up on that financial thing. It sounds like you have a question for me. Linda, go right ahead.
Well, it's a struggle to get both of us in an agreement with money, and it just turns into confusion, and then it gets washed away, and it doesn't get solved.
What is the main problem as you see it, Linda?
When I find out that money is being taken out of the 401k for our retirement.
Do you know where it's going?
Well, my spouse said for bills. And I said, well, if we had a budget and we worked on it together, then this would not be happening. And so it's just been a very, very big struggle for a long time.
Now, are you questioning where the money's going, or is it just you just like to know what's happening, or
I'm not questioning it, but I just want to know.
You want to know what's going on.
I want to know what's going on, and if we can't do this together, then it's not going to happen together.
Uh-huh. How old are you guys?
We are in middle 60s.
All right. Do you have adequate resources set aside for retirement?
Yes.
Okay. But you just want to know how it's handled. Are you both working, or is he working, or are you both retired?
Yeah. No, we're not retired. No.
Okay. Okay. Well, Linda, are you both on the same page spiritually? I mean, are you both believers?
No, we are not on the same page spiritually. Mm-hmm. We do not tithe together, and yeah. That's difficult. And
so it's been, has it been kind of like your life and his life in this area? I mean, you're kind of living separate in terms of how to handle things?
That's a good way to say it, yes. It's very frustrating.
In this area and others?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you're kind of there, but you're not intimate in areas of finance or spiritual life and things that are important to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Have you been able to talk to your husband about that?
I have, but he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't share.
Hmm. Well, what's the one thing you'd like to see happen? If you could get one thing different in your marriage, what would it be?
That we spend time together and share our hurts and our concerns with each other, mm-hmm. and not things being covered up.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's what you need to say to your husband without accusing him of being a bad guy and a bad husband and not a believer and all of the things we can say when we're upset. You might want to really think about approaching your husband, if he's a thinker, in terms of the damage being done to your marriage, to your finances, to your life, to your family as a result of not talking these things through. One of the best ways to communicate is to lay on the table, you know, as a result of not communicating, we're further in debt than we wanted to be, or this isn't happening, this could be better in this area, if we could just talk. And it's not that I'm right and you're wrong, but that the two of us are willing to sit down and address these issues together. I think ending the show today, I'm sorry for your situation as you share that, Linda, but it's a reminder that if you don't communicate, that's what you end up with. And that's not what we want. And that's not what Linda wants. And it's not what you need, and certainly not what you have to have. You can do better in your own marriage. I'm Dr. Randy for our team here, Jennifer, Gino, and Steven. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for your prayers and your support. God bless you, and we'll see you next time, right here from the Intentional Living Center.